Colorado Springs 911. What's the location of that emergency?
Hi, I was calling. I'm off Hutchinson and Fountain at the, what's the name of the
Karen's Gardens.
Karen's Gardens. I was walking down the street and some men just confronted me with a gun and they fought me and tried to take my belongings.
Okay, what's the address where you're at?
What's the address? 2348 East Fountain Boulevard.
Okay, what's the phone number you're calling from?
Phone number? They're asking for information. The phone number?
What?
Do you know the phone number? I'm sorry, I'm calling you off an office phone.
Oh, that's
like,
okay.
There was just a business place in the area. I
no
don't know
worries.
The number.
What's your name?
It's a nursing home, and
oh,
they just happen to be right down the street.
That's okay. What's your name?
Anthony Love.
And is it your last name commonly spelled for Love?
Yep, L-O-V-E.
Okay. Tell me exactly what happened.
So I'm walking down the street. There's these two black guys. One of them has a gun. They approach me. They're like, what's in your pockets? And, like, I'm basically, like, at first, like, I was startled, so I really was, like, nothing, but I didn't say, like, out of fear or nothing. Then they, like, then one of the guys start hitting me, and I fall down to the ground. Another guy pulls out the gun, and he's like, you better tell me what's in your pockets. And, like, from there, you know, I just kind of, like, told him, like, I really didn't have nothing. I had a couple dollars on me. They took that.
Oh, they did take your money?
Yeah.
Okay.
They took my my wallet, which had my ID and my social security.
Okay.
And then all my temporary ID, but that's about it.
Okay.
I don't really have nothing with me.
Okay, so I do have a call started. I'm going to ask you a few more questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm just putting everything in here. Are you at, and I know you're at that location. When did this happen?
This just happened like 5 minutes ago. I literally just walked like 5 minutes away to
okay.
where I could use the phone.
Okay. And what type of gun?
I don't know. It was like a Glock 23, something like that. It was definitely a Glock.
Okay. And where are the weapons now?
They're on the people who did this to me. I don't know exactly where they are. Like, I'm literally only, I'm not even a block away. I'm right down the street.
Okay. And how many suspects are involved?
Two.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm. And where are the suspects now?
The suspects, they're either still where they did that, but I know, like, I kind of have history with them, so I know where they live, but
oh,
I don't know, like...
you know them? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And just to confirm, where are they now?
They're still at the place they did this at.
Okay.
Like, not even more than a block away.
Okay. And my dispatcher's asking, where did this occur at?
This occurred at Donovan Drive and Olisetown Boulevard.
Okay.
Like, right by the John Adams Elementary School.
Okay. All right, I'm going to let them know so the officers are aware that that's where they're at.
It's like, and it's like in process. They're literally right down the street. I just
okay.
ran because to the nearest phone.
I definitely understand. And I need to get the suspect's description. I know so there's two black males. Let's start with one of them.
One's black. He's skinny. He has a
skinny.
Mustache.
Okay.
A light afro.
You said a white afro?
Light afro.
Oh, light
like,
afro.
It's not like a whole bunch of hair, but he has an afro, a mustache that connects. His
How old
is tall and fast. There's one that's, like, kind of overweight. His name is Lawrence.
Okay, and that first,
like,
that first suspect with the mustache, how old is he?
He's about 19.
19? And what was he wearing?
He was wearing, honestly, I don't remember. I just know he pulled out a gun.
Okay. Oh, that's okay.
The person, Lawrence, are, like, 190 pounds. They're kind of, like, heavier.
Is this
I
the
know
second
exactly
suspect?
Where they live, too.
Okay.
Yes,
and that the first suspect, I noticed the second one's name was Lawrence. What was the first suspect's name?
Spaz. That's like his nickname. I don't know his actual name.
What's his nickname?
Spaz.
Spaz. Okay.
Yeah. ATM Spaz. That might, like, help if, like, y'all have any documents or anything on them or, like, any reports on them. But I don't know his actual name, but I know where he lives.
Okay. What's his address, Spaz?
I don't know his exact address, but if the cops were to come, I could point it out. It's, like, at these apartments. He lives there, so he's destined to walk out of there at one point.
Okay. And that second suspect named Lawrence, how old is he?
He's about the same age, 18 and 19. He lives right down the street. I could also point out his house.
Okay. And what was he wearing?
They were both in shorts and, like, T-shirts. I really can't remember. They just walked up on me out of nowhere.
Okay.
Like, so I really wasn't paying attention to that. It was more like running to the nearest place for your safeness, so.
Okay. No, I definitely understand. Can you spell Lawrence's name for me?
LaWrence.
Okay.
Lawrence, I don't know his last name, but like I said, I know where he lives. I'm pretty sure he has a record or something. So
how tall is he?
About 5'10", in between there, about like 5'11".
Okay. What,
I honestly
what color
don't
hair?
Know all that information. Black hair.
Okay.
Black person.
And does he have anything
heavier
that makes
set. Him
stand, does he have anything that makes him stand out? Tattoos, facial hair, piercings?
Honestly, I wasn't paying attention
okay.
to all that, but they both claim to have guns. It's just he didn't have pull one out at the moment.
He didn't. Okay. And I need to get the suspect's vehicle description.
No vehicle. They just walked up on me. I was walking to the
okay.
neighborhood. That's why I'm standing there right up the street.
Okay.
They're probably, they're probably still there. They're walking.
Okay. And are you or anyone else in danger right now?
Yes. They're probably following me down the street. Honestly, I went to the closest place for a phone.
Okay, so are you or anyone else in danger right now?
Honestly, when I seen them, they were walking behind me, so they can walk past here at any moment or know I'm in here, so I would say yes.
Okay. Are you able to get yourself to safety?
I'm trying to. That's why I called you guys.
Okay, so as of right now, are you safe where you're at right now?
No, they're right in the area. They know
okay.
what I look like, and they're walking around like
okay,
they see
so
me.
Anthony,
so they kind of just follow me. I just ran
not,
to the nearest place for the phone.
I understand. Since you don't feel like you're safe, are you able to get yourself to safety?
Ma'am, it's just one area. There's literally, houses and stuff. Like, I don't know where else I would be able to go to. There's a 7-Eleven probably, 5-10 minutes away.
Okay. Are you safe where you're at right now?
No, I'm not even, kind of welcome here as a nursing home. And
okay.
even when I asked them to use the phone, they were acting weird, so.
Okay. Can you
I'm
talk?
I'm trying to, help as quick as I can because
okay.
they didn't even want me to use the phone, you know.
Anthony, can you talk with me freely?
Kind of, but, eventually they're probably going to be like, we need our phone back. I'm just
okay.
here.
Okay,
well,
what
just
do you mean,
use the phone,
kind
huh?
of? Anthony, can you talk with me freely?
I went to one place, it's the public place to use the phone, and I asked them to call you guys.
Okay.
Even when
I
asked
understand.
Them, they were kind of what's going on? Basically, they're not trying to put themselves in danger either. And like I said, the people could be walking past here any
okay,
minute.
Okay, I understand.
So I'm trying
Anthony,
to just hurry up.
Okay, I understand. Since you said you're not safe and you can't get yourself to safety, I need to verify. Can you talk with me freely?
Well, right now I am, but
okay.
I said, they're right down there. They were walking right behind me.
And okay.
I haven't seen them walk past yet, and it's a nursing home, so I don't know if
okay.
they would come in here, but
okay.
they're right there, literally
okay.
5 minutes
I did,
away.
I did put that in there. Where exactly are you, and what's the best way to get to you?
The best way is the address. What is the address here? 2348
okay.
Eastbound Boulevard.
Where exactly are you at that location?
It's the address of a nursing home, and
okay.
it's to bring you right there. I'll be standing right in front in a
okay.
ripped shirt. You will be able to.
Okay.
A ripped blue and black shirt.
Okay. All right, and you did say that your wallet was taken. All
yes.
right, and since you said that you were assaulted, I'm also sending you medical to make sure you're okay. So just do not disturb anything at the scene. I know you have left that location, but I'm going to ask you a few more questions for the paramedics, okay?
Okay.
All right. How old are you? Anthony?
And they're rushing me out right now, so they're telling us they don't want no problems here. And so I'm trying to kind of hurry up. I'm sorry about that. It's just the people where I'm at, you know?
Okay.
They're telling me hurry up. They don't want no problems.
Okay,
so
I
don't know
how I have a few more questions for you. You can tell them I already have officers coming to help you, okay? They've already
okay.
been dispatched. How old are you?
I'm only 19.
You're 19?
The people that's happened with around the same age, the same age.
Okay. All right, and again, I'm just updating everything, okay?
Okay, and the officers just put up, actually. So
okay.
I could, if it's okay, I'll just talk to them.
Okay, do they see you?
They're coming in right now.
Okay, I'll let you go so you can speak with them, okay?
Thanks, bye.
All right, bye-bye.